Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
One of the strategies that we use is to understand that the document that moves a property from the current owner to you is called a transfer of land. If you can find a circumstance where an owner is willing to sign that transfer of land and give it to you, you can take it, go to the land titles office, and put the property in your name. You don't have to come and see me. Now, let's be real clear. I'm not recommending this as a strategy that everybody should use every time. This only comes up rarely, but it does come up. So our member called and said, Barry, I've got this circumstance. Here's what's going on. It's a foreclosure. It's this, it's that, it's something else. I said, well, A, you got to know that you're taking over this pig in a poke. And if you just transfer it over, it's your baby and you take it with all the warts and wrinkles. What do you know about it? Well, our member had done great due diligence. He knew what the bank lawyer needed to be paid. He knew what the arrears were. He knew lots about the property. I said, what about keys? What about a real property report? He said, I've got the real property report in my hand. I've looked at the home, looked at the real property report. As far as I'm concerned, the house is tick, tick, no problem. Keys, I've got them. So I said to the member, great. Then you fill out that transfer of land. You go down to the land titles office with the seller. You stand in line at the examiner's desk and you give that transfer to the examiners and say, we want to submit this transfer for registration. Will you please check it over and tell me whether it's okay? Because the owner wants $2,000 and they're going back to Halifax. Examiner looked at it, checked it, made a couple of corrections, all signed, commissioned, and they accepted it for registration, which means that 99 out of 100, the transfer is actually going to register. So the member gave the seller the $2,000 and off the seller went. There is, you know, a tiny bit of risk taking there that other things will show up after you give them the money and before you get the title registered in your name. But in a case like that, you've done almost everything you can do. Sorry, the other thing I forgot was our member went to see the bank to say, hi, I'm planning to buy. I'm going to be the new owner. I'm going to pay all the arrears. Are you okay with me assuming this property? Because remember, we got these assumption of mortgage difficulties. The bank said, yeah, we like you. You pay us this money, that money, and other money. We're happy to have you as the new owner of the property. So that was another critical thing to have out of the way before the money was handed over. And in that scenario, I think our member eliminated the pig in the poke issue, bought a property for very little money down, and made a real nice strategic purchase using a real good strategy that works on rare occasions.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.